the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. Hello, and welcome to The Herbalist Path, a podcast where you'll discover how to make your own herbal remedies at home so that you can take better care of yourself, better care of your family, and better care of our planet. I'm Mel. I'm a clinical herbalist, environmental educator, and mountain living mama with this crazy passion for teaching more mamas and their little loves how to use plants as medicine in a safe, effective, and tasty way so that there can be an herbalist in every home. Again, it's an absolute honor to have you on the journey down the herbalist path with me so that together, we can make herbalism. Hashtag spread like wildflowers. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode on The Herbalist Path. I have a really special guest here with us today that I can't wait to learn more from and hear her story. It's Dr. Piper Gibson, and I'm going to let a lot of the show speak for itself. And welcome to The Herbalist Path. Piper?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
Yeah. So you do so many wonderful things helping kids with various neurological disorders. And I think that's something that is coming up for so many families today. I'm not sure if it's more now than it used to be, but I have a hunch that it might be due to a lot of the things that are in our food systems and things like that. So I'd just love to hear a little bit about your backstory and who you are. Actually, let's start with who you are today, and then we'll get into the backstory.
Okay, we can do that. So I am a doctor of advanced holistic nutrition. I have a doctorate in functional medicine. I am a traditional naturopathic doctor. I am also a genomic specialist. So when we get to the backstory and I talk about how I got here, you know, I really felt like I needed to relearn every single thing I thought I knew about health and wellness. And so now I help go-getter parents who are energized and excited to make big changes in their children's life get access to the tools, testing, and education they need in order to start reducing neurological symptoms naturally. We focus a lot on tics and Tourette's, but you know, so many of the neurological issues that kids are experiencing can definitely benefit from the process that we use.
That's amazing. I'm so excited to hear more about everything that you do. And I love all of it. So I do want to hear a little bit about how you got into this. You said you wanted to change your approach to natural wellness. What was the approach and what were the changes that you knew you needed to make?
Yeah. So we didn't have an approach. I was kind of what I like to call the drive-through mom. My kids were little. They could order chicken nuggets from the backseat of the car when they were like 18 months old. My husband and I were healthy. We were athletic. You know, we thought we were eating a healthy diet. And then at 6 years old, my son was diagnosed with a transient neurological tic. I mean, he went from one day being what I would consider, you know, normal, active child to ticking and twitching and jerking his neck. And, you know, we were just honestly terrified as parents. So we went down the path of pediatricians and neurologists. And in the end, we saw like 10 different doctors. We tried 8 different prescriptions. And we had a neurologist tell us that my son just needed a good spanking. And at that point, I checked out. I was done. I'm like, no, I do not think this is a great medical advice. Why? So I felt like conventional kind of failed us. I went back to school to relearn it all. So that is where I had really felt like the natural holistic approach was something I needed to explore, because we made some diet tweaks and things were starting to change. So I'm like, this is where I need to go with this. So, you know, to this day, I am still learning and taking classes and becoming more and more educated. I am also a clinical herbalist. So I, for me, it's the information and the knowledge about what's really happening to these kids under the hood. What's at the root?
Yeah. What's at the root is so important. And one thing I heard you say so much that we can dive into here. Yeah. So this is going to be a fun conversation. But one thing I heard you say is that you and your husband thought you were eating healthy. And I hear this from a lot of people when they come to me as well. Like, I eat healthy. What does that really mean? You know, can we dive into that a little bit?
We absolutely can. So for me, you know, I spent both of my pregnancies, I have two kids, eating whole grains, nutritious whole grains. So I was eating whole wheat, peanut butter and honey sandwiches every single morning. And I'm like, well, we're healthy. You know, we were eating drive-through junk in moderation. We weren't eating it every day, but we were, you know, having it once in a while. We were, you know, eating what we felt like was that whole grain, kind of lower fat kind of diet that we've all been ingrained mm-hmm. to believe is that kind of essential diet. And now I know a whole different perspective about, you know, really what that importance is for helping kids get back on track. And that's just whole foods.
Yeah, not all the processed foods and things like that. And it's so interesting that that is what we are raised on. And maybe there's a shift now, maybe it's just because I'm so ingrained in that world that I see the shift. But I mean, the standard American diet and the food pyramid that I was raised on is not what serves my body and brain well. And from what I've seen now, certainly doesn't serve others. So what kind of advice and wisdom could you give to somebody who thinks that they're eating healthy now because they're doing 100% whole grain, or I'm eating peanut butter every day? Like, help us break down why that isn't necessarily the most healthy way to go.
Yeah. You know, when working with kids, especially those with neurological issues, most of them have gut issues. Mm-hmm. We actually focus a lot on protein. And I'm talking like good, healthy protein, like grass-fed beef, wild caught fish, pastured chicken, you know, wild game, these kinds of things. But really, because protein is so essential for us breaking down amino acids, for us to be able to make neurotransmitters, for us to heal and have good skin, protein is really essential. It's very, very important for so many families. And we have to understand that getting an animal sourced protein is really a complete protein. Whereas like peanut butter, you're not getting the complete protein. You have to mix it with something else. And in order to get what you really need, you have to have massive amounts of peanut butter. So for me, it's really about how can we start to focus? Like if families can change one thing, it's focus on the real foods. Step out of those grocery store aisles that keep you down the center. Like eat the things on the outside, the fresh meats, the fruits, the vegetables, and avoid all the sugary processed garbage that is just not going to serve you or your children.
So much garbage that we're thrown, and it's so hard in this society because there's those people out there, the scientists that are specifically there to make us addicted to the heavily processed food like stuff. And then there's the whole marketing team whose whole job is to dig into human psychology and make us want it more. It's no wonder that so many people are really, really sick. And I heard you say many interesting things again, but you talked about the gut health issue with these kids and their neurological disorders. And I heard you say most of them have gut health issues. I'm really curious if any of them do not.
Yeah. And you know, that's probably true. I would say every single one of them. And the reason we know that is because we test, we're looking at stool pathogen testing. We're looking at things like that. So yes, some of them I would say have better gut health than others, but there is all, in my opinion, there's work to be done on the gut for every single person who has a neurological issue for sure.
Say almost every single person in our society, you know, yeah. I mean, the gut really leads to all of the other things. Like as an herbalist, I hear it all the time. What herb can I use? What herb do I do? What is the instant fix pill? And it always goes to getting to the root cause, to the gut, what's going on inside of your body and what's going on in your bigger emotional world as well. So, yeah, I just had to hash that out. Like, oh, is there something else that could make that happen? So you talked about testing as well. And I'd love to hear a little bit more if there's a parent out there that is concerned about some neurological issues for their children, what kind of testing should they be asking for from their doctors?
So, you know, I think with the conventional approach, it's difficult to get testing because it's really not how they're trained. Here's your pill for your ill. They don't see things like tics and Tourette's and those neurological issues as something deeper. It's just kind of, oh, just ignore it. Maybe it'll go away, or, you know, take your pill. And so, you know, I really think that when it comes to the testing, you may not be as lucky going to your conventional doctor asking for these kinds of things. But like, I love to tell the families that I work with, like, we can do food sensitivity testing. So food sensitivities are this delayed reaction to certain foods. It's not an immediate allergy. But for me, the way that I look at it, it isn't a standalone test. Yes, it's going to give us an idea of your sensitivities, but then I'm going to say, okay, so maybe you're allergic to or sensitive to gluten. Maybe you're allergic to gluten, but maybe you're sensitive to gluten and we're going to take out some gluten. Simply taking out gluten alone is not going to be effective. If we have a gut, we look at the stool pathogen test and these kids have a ton of inflammation. What else is going on? So then we have to kind of connect those dots. You know, what are some of those foods that are super inflammatory that maybe you're not super sensitive to, but you have a lot of inflammation in your gut. So, you know, for me, it's looking at stool pathogens. I say there is a clue in the poo. You have to really like, what's going on down there?
Yeah.
So we're going to look at stool pathogens. We look at food sensitivities. I mean, environmental toxins, heavy metals. I look at genetics with everybody, just because I think when you start to put it all together, you can really create a stellar roadmap to help people get back where they need to be.
Yeah, it's a bit of an investigative process that you're doing. Like, what is the particular trigger for this unique individual? Oftentimes it is gluten. You know, those whole grains that you're eating are not exactly great for you. It can definitely be dairy. I think from what I've seen, eggs, nuts, nightshades, but definitely the gluten and the dairy and the sugar.
For sure. Those are my top three for sure. Yeah,
absolutely. It's amazing. You know, again, it's hard to adhere to those kinds of things in our society. And, you know, we've been trained to want that instant fix, whether it is a pill that fixes all the ills or it's hurry, I need food. Let's run through the drive-through or, oh, great, that's marketed well. Let's go ahead and buy it without looking into what's really in it. And that becomes really challenging to deal with, especially if your kids have already begun their addiction to sugar. Sugar is
absolutely.
Yeah. How can a parent battle their way? Like, you did it when your son was six, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe even a little later. So he was already used to the drive-through foods. He was already used to those kinds of things. How did you go through the process of being like, okay, babe, we are shifting our life without just constant battle? And maybe you didn't do it without constant battle. Maybe you did it because you knew what was best for your son, but yeah. I'll let you tell your story.
So I think there are two types of parents. You're either the rip the Band-Aid off parent. You're like, oh, we're just going to do it. Or you're like, oh, you do it nice and slow. And I mean, I think you need to take your kid's personality into account too. Are they a rip the Band-Aid off kind of kid? But I felt like we were in such a hole that we were just going to go 100 billion percent and cut everything out. I mean, we went like very strict paleo as soon as we figured out like some of these triggers. And so for me working with him, it was really, we're just going to go full force. And he's pretty chill. So he was okay with that. And even now he's almost 18 and he's like, food makes such a huge difference for me. He knows. But I do have parents who struggle, especially with the older kids, because the older kids, they're ingrained. They're nope, we're going to have it this way and no way. And so I really, with parents, say you have to, if you have an older kid who needs these serious diet changes, you have to have them on board. There has to be a step in that process where that child is on board. And maybe you give them a goal like, hey, we're going to go 90 days and we're just going to do this really strictly, giving them those steps that they need to kind of get to the end. Because I feel like if your kid lives and learn, especially if they're older, they're going to feel really good after 90 days. They're going to cheat. And then they're going to be like, whoa, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, that's great advice. I have my daughter is 9 and we started really wonderfully. Her first 4 years, we were paleo all the way. We sent her to preschool and suddenly she came home with Kit Kat bars and Twix. And I was like, what is going on? And other variables happened in our life. And then the in-laws just didn't want to work with us, you know, and we use them a lot for childcare, which, you know, childcare is outrageously expensive these days. So she's definitely gotten off of that. And I'm like, wait a second, I see things going on with you that I know could directly in darn near immediately be fixed with your diet. I love the herbs, but it's all about the diet, you know? So that's great piece of information. I love the rip the Band-Aid off versus not, and the more delicate and gentle approach. And really, you do have to take that child's personality into consideration. How do you work with them and their unique psychological boundaries? So
absolutely.
That's awesome. What other steps did you take other than diet when it came to working with your son? And actually, before we get to that, you said he's 18 now. So that's incredible. Almost. You've been doing this for almost 12 years, mm-hmm. right? Did I do my math all right?
Yeah.
So very basic math.
Yeah, he'll be 18 in September. So we've been doing it like 11 and a half years. So yes, we are in it for the long run at this point.
And you hustled through school then to get all of those degrees in that short amount of time.
It took me about 5 years. So yeah. It was a lot of, I mean, I had my nose in a book. I wasn't watching TV. I wasn't on TikTok.
I for sure understand.
Yeah.
For sure. That's great. So how's he doing now at 18?
He's great. He, you know, doing all the things that when he was 6, I was like, this kid's never going to be able to function in society. Like he'll never be able to get a job or drive a car or do sports. And now he is symptom free. He drives, he, you know, has had a job. He does all of these things. He's very active. He is athletic. All things that I didn't imagine he would be able to do because we just kept getting worse and worse in the neurological realm.
It must feel so good to know that you invested so much of your brain time, your mom time, your life into helping him. And now you can help others. I think that's incredible. And I would love to hear a little bit more about what went into helping your son heal beyond the diet. Yeah. We know we've covered that diet is pretty much everything. And then there's more.
Yes, absolutely. I always say diet is a big piece of the puzzle, but not the only piece of the puzzle. So for me, it's also, we're going to test. We're going to look at all sorts of different tests to figure it out, to connect those dots. And then really coming up with a plan. Okay, how are we going to put this into play? And then what are those long-term and short-term goals for us? And so for us, we knew for him, diet was huge. We also knew that based on genetic testing that he had some predisposition to chronic inflammation. He had some issues with glutamates. He had some nutritional deficiencies based on genes. So when we started putting all of those pieces of the puzzle together, it has made the biggest difference for him. So, you know, one of the things I focus with clients is what I like to call genetic nutrition. We're going to look at your genes and say, you know what, these are some of the nutrients, some of the things you need. These are some of the things you can't handle. We know this based on genetics that if we make these changes, we can really start to support your body and your genes for optimal health. So it was really about connecting the dots, putting it together, creating the plan, which is now what I'm doing with all of my clients is what took us years to put together. We can now do in a much shorter span of time because we figured it out.
I wanted to take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes.
I love this time of year.
It's spring, the sun is shining, and all of our beautiful plant friends are popping up. It's amazing. Unless, of course, you're one of the millions of people who suffer from seasonal allergies. You know, the itchy, watery eyes, the sneezing and wheezing that's straight miserable. Thankfully, there are some amazing herbs that can help you with all of that. Just like the herbs inside of Kick-Ask Allergy from Wish Garden Herbs, one of my absolute favorite herbal companies out there. Kick-Ask Allergy, yes, I said ask without the K at the end. Anyways, this formula has yerba santa, nettles, echinacea for that immune support, and orange peels, all which come together to help dry up those excessive mucosal secretions. Yep, I'm talking about the sniffles and the stuffy nose, the watery eyes, and all that jazz. This blend also acts as a great expectorant and can help ease the swelling and inflammation in those mucosal tissues. It is a top go-to for seasonal allergies. And get this, they combine all those beautiful herbs with glycerin, so it actually tastes pretty darn good. Or should I say, it tastes kick-ass, without the K at the end. Anyways, if allergy season is miserable for you and you want a natural remedy that actually works for those itchy eyes and being all sneezy and wheezy, you have got to check out Wish Garden Herbs Kick-Ask Allergy. And for those of you with the little kiddos, no sweat, they've got a kick-it allergy too. And you pregnant mamas? You don't have to suffer either. They've got a kick-ass allergy formula just for you. So head over to wishgardenherbs.com or check out the link in the show notes and go grab yourself some kick-ass allergy so you can enjoy spring again.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. And it's so fascinating the way the human body and genetics work and how that can drastically impact another being's health, where over here, you need something completely different. And I think that's something, again, in our society, we're trained for that instant fix pill, or that what's the number one diet that's going to fix it all, or what's that one super thing? Mm-hmm. And none of us have the same one. It's a unique process for each and every one of us. That's so hard for people to recognize, I think. I mean, surely you didn't recognize that 11 and a half years ago after all of your studies and really seeing what's going on with the human body. So it's so wonderful seeing more and more people advance in this world and this level of knowledge. I think as we continue to spread these kinds of things to people, it's going to make a dramatic impact on overall health of humanity, I hope.
I hope so too. You know, there's some statistics out there that's saying like sugar and junk consumption has actually decreased over the past 4 years. But in return, we're still seeing this growing number of people who are sick. We're still seeing these growing numbers of obesity. And so it's okay, what else is going on under the surface that is causing all these issues? And that for me is that big piece of, well, like, let's start testing. Maybe you have an abundance of environmental toxins going on.
Right. There's so many pieces of the puzzle. That's the thing about testing. It's fantastic. And it can definitely lead you to the right clues in that puzzle, but it's also not always 100%. So that becomes challenging.
It is not. And, you know, I tell parents that I had this client come to me and every single symptom for this child really was like candida, candida, candida. So like yeast overgrowth. And they'd been to the doctor and the doctor was like, no, we tested. No, that's not it. That's not it. Because he was simply like looking at the paper, positive or negative. And I'm looking at that clinical correlation. Let's look at 4 or 5 tests and let's look at those symptoms and really start to narrow down. Well, you know what? Candida makes a good biofilm. Maybe there's some candida in there. So really having to look above and beyond the testing. I think so many people feel like testing is the answer. It gives us those clues, but you have to know how to put it together.
Yeah, that becomes kind of the fun part of your job. Like you're a detective. What is really happening here? So that's great. I think it's really important for others to understand that those numbers on the test aren't always the right thing. And oftentimes conventional doctors aren't at all trained to understand those tests in the holistic perspective.
No, absolutely not.
I kind of want to dive back on the conventional doctors that you were going to. It sounded like you went through quite a painful and frustrating and probably maddening experience there. I'm glad you did, because it changed your trajectory and your perspective. But I'd just love to hear a little bit more from that mom perspective, if we were to go back that far, and how that felt, how you finally had the courage to stand up to these people and say, wait a second, this is not right. You know, I think sometimes there might be people out there that are like, but doctor says, so I'm inferior and I've got to do what doctor says. You know, how can a mom navigate that kind of thing if they're going through that right now?
I think as moms, we have that inborn mother's intuition. It's inborn. We've got it. And I think so many people, and not just moms, but you, right, intuition in general. But I think that so many people are told one thing by their doctor, because we trust our doctors. They are supposed to help us when we are sick and get us back on, you know, into health. And I think when we hear them say things to us, if especially if we've been brought up in that conventional approach, that their word is law. Oh, that they know everything. And maybe it's kind of, you know, a God, the way we see them, like a God complex, like they know, like they're the expert. Mm-hmm. But I had this burning in my mama soul, I like to say, that was like telling me something is wrong. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. And so after going from doctor to doctor, and, you know, the neurologist telling us your son just needs a good spanking, my body.
So mad at that guy.
I know. Well, he doesn't have a medical license anymore, so that's a bonus. Yeah. I knew something was wrong, and I just felt like I had to investigate. I had to ask why. And I think part of that's personality. Something like only 15% of the population has a personality where they're going to question things. That's me, like a toddler, always. Why? Can you tell me why? Yeah. And I think that was a big part of it for me. And I have never in my life, like, been in a situation where my child is struggling. Like, you can watch what is happening and they're like, just ignore it. He'll grow out of it. No, like, there has to be something. There's something else going on here. And I really just started looking at it like a check engine light in my car. Okay, this is the sign that something's wrong with my kid's body. And so for me, it was really about, I knew deep down something else was going on. And I listened to that. And I just started going through the motions of everything I needed to do to figure out how to get him back on track.
Mm-hmm. I think that intuition and that listening to the gut thing is so incredibly important. And that's one thing I'm trying to foster in my daughter, because I can see she's got a very innate, that intuition is strong in her. And I'm like, do not let that get suppressed, as we do in our society. We get pushed down and shoved away. And if we're not the expert, then we don't know anything. And that's preposterous. So, but it's also hard for people to get over that and to have that strength and that courage. And for me, stubbornness and determination, and just like, you are not keeping me down. I will get to the root of this. So going through all of those processes, I would imagine, was extremely stressful and very, very hard emotionally. Did you also seek out psychological help, any kind of therapist for you or for your child? And how did that work out? Because I feel like gut health really needs to be taught in depth for psychology students.
So had I known then what I know now, like, there's a huge difference. We didn't seek out that help. But I can tell you now that one of the biggest missing pieces of the puzzle for so many of my clients is that mental support. And we actually have a child life specialist that we work with that we share a whole ton of clients, because having a diagnosis is not only a traumatic experience for mom, but it's a traumatic experience for the child. So there's a really great study out there that says that about 50% of parents whose children are diagnosed with a chronic illness experience a sense of grief and loss. And when we think about grief and loss, it's somebody passes away, you have that time to grieve. But when it comes to your child, they still live in your home. You're still going to soccer practice. You're still making meals. You're still doing all of these things. You don't have that time to process. And I feel as parents, we weren't raised with good coping skills. I mean, unless you had like a good coping parent, you were taught that. I know I wasn't. And so for me, I can look at that now from the perspective of these kids really need these coping skills in conjunction with helping their parents realize how they can help their kids cope with those issues. And it does make a huge difference. So had I known then what I know now, we would have, but we didn't.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's very clear in our entire society with all the insanity going on that mental health is a huge, huge thing. And it's hard for people to ask for support in that department. And you talked about also the grief and loss that a mom feels. I would imagine that there's a great amount of guilt and shame in there too. Like, I did something wrong. I broke my child, or just these terrible thoughts that just might get ingrained in your subconscious mind. And if you're not able to process that and clear that.
100%. I will say that one of the biggest issues for the moms that I'm working with and a few dads is they feel guilt. They are guilty. What did I do wrong in that my child ended up like this? How, you know, is this my fault? What did I do wrong? And so many parents blame themselves and then they feel ashamed and guilty for not being able to help them because they're told, hey, just ignore it. So that is, you know, that really is a big piece of it. And I think both parent and child need those skills to cope.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to like find the right people out there that are really amazing in that holistic psychology kind of perspective, looking at whole human everything. There's so much to look at. So we've talked about how diet has a great impact and how it can be variable from person to person. We've talked about a few other things that really helped you along that journey with your son and that road. What other things did you bring in, like supplements or herbs or things that have really, really helped you and your family and your clients through this process?
So when it comes to supplements, I like to say you're not going to supplement your way out of a bad diet.
And darn straight.
Yeah. I wish. So many parents come to me and we did too. We tried every pill, potion, and magic bean on the internet. I mean, we tried it. We shot in the dark. We tried it. So for me, when it's working with clients and we're testing, like we know, hey, these are, you have an underlying, you know, maybe infection in your gut. And we are going to use some herbal approaches. So maybe some berberine, some olive leaf extract, things like that. But you know, one of the big things I found is in the studies and through all of the research is that cannabis, one of the oldest plant medicines on earth, is stellar for reducing inflammation. And so, you know, we actually developed our own, it's called CannabCom, our own CBD product, because we needed something that was beneficial to kids. And people hear, oh, cannabis, cannabis. And I'm like, no, like, we're not telling your kids to go out and smoke a joint. That's not,
they're not getting stoned. They're not like, hey, man, I feel better.
Yeah, exactly. That's not our approach, but really using those anti-inflammatory properties of the CBD. So, you know, using different herbs and those natural approaches is really incredibly important to me and my clients, because I know there's a way to reduce symptoms naturally. And we do that by using tons of herbs and plants and supplements.
Awesome. So you talked about cannabis and you said you have a line, CannaCom, you said?
The cannabis we have is called CannabCom.
Okay.
I have a bundle. It's called the Daily Calming Bundle. And parents hear the word calm and they're like, but my kid's not hyper. And I'm like, no, we're working on common inflammation here. So it includes vitamin D, A, E, and K. We have the cannabis, and then we have the omega, the essential fatty acids. So we put it together in kind of a place for parents to start reducing the inflammation. We give them a 28-day, it's called Calm and Nourished app that they can go through with diet recommendations, anti-inflammatory, these kinds of things, but really giving them some tools and places to get started with a little bit of guidance instead of shooting in the dark.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's so necessary too, because it's overwhelming to try and dig through it all by yourself. Can you talk just a moment about those essential fatty acids and how they can impact the overall health and benefits of these kids and us too?
Yeah. So they're great for your immune system and they're great for inflammation. So, you know, that immune response. Your body does not make essential fatty acids. You cannot make them. You have to consume them. You have to eat them. So using things like an omega omega-3 fatty acid supplement is fantastic. You getting the fats that you need for your brain, you're getting fats that you need for your gut. They are essential. So if you're not eating a good quality wild caught fish several times a week, and you don't, you know, live on the coast, you're not eating sea vegetables, and you live in the middle of desert like I do, an omega supplement is probably going to be one of those things that is essential for your brain health and your immune health.
Yeah, absolutely. They're so important. Do you have any, well, I guess you have your own brand of them. I was going to say, do you have brands that you recommend? So yeah, what you said, you've got Canab Calm, and then you've got the
Omega Calm.
Yeah. Okay. What is the whole overall brand called, can people find it?
Yeah. It's called Regenerating Health. And it is really geared towards working with kids. We wanted some liquids and things because so many kids, I can't swallow pills. So it's called Regenerating Health. You can get it at shop.regenerating.health. You can get the bundle. It gives you the app for free. It's the 28-day Calm and Nourished app. But we have, you know, some other products as well to help with, you know, other underlying issues. So
right. There's a lot of them often. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yep.
Cool. So I want to hear a lot more about what you do. You've been talking about your clients. How do people get to work with you?
Yeah. So we have a private Facebook group. It's called Tick Disorder Secrets, A Natural Approach. It's free. People can join it. I do a live talk every single Tuesday. It's called TikTok Tuesday. And you can go to my website. It's just regenerating.health. So not .com, but .health. You can find me on Instagram at regenerating.health. But reach out. We offer a free initial consultation call for everybody who's interested in working with us. And it really gives us this opportunity to, one, meet and greet, but also to get a really in-depth health history and talk about, hey, are we going to be a good fit for what you're looking for? Because like I said, maybe you get some older kids who are like, I'm not doing that. And I'm like, you know what? We don't want to waste your time and your energy and your money if your kid's not going to be on board. So definitely, you know, looking us up, regenerating.health, finding us on Facebook is a great place to start.
Yeah. So I still want to hear a little bit more about how you work with people. Do you work with them one-on-one? Do you have collective programs? Are there like, do you have group programs? How do you work with people?
Yes. So it is a one-on-one program. We have a team. So it's myself and two functional diagnostic nutrition practitioners. But basically, we get you in, you get your testing, you do your testing. We put you through a digital course. It's about 6 modules of digital course while we wait for results. And then we have live sessions where we go over everything, we record it for you. We put together this individual plan based on your child's uniqueness. What is their testing saying? What is their health history saying? So we put all that together and then we work in phases. So it is a very individualized, unique approach for each person. It's not like everybody gets the standard recommendation. It really depends on what we're seeing and what we're looking at.
Yeah, that's so important to bring up that it is unique for everybody. And I've repeated this several times in this episode, but so many people want that, like, boom, here's the one thing. So I love that you guys are working as a team with families or kids as individuals to get to the root of the problem, to figure out the right protocol for that unique individual. What are the right herbs and what are the right supplements? What things are triggering all of this inflammation in your body? Because it's not always the same. So that's fantastic. Amazing. So if you right now had a big piece of advice for any mama going through what you went through 12 years ago, doesn't even have to be a big piece of advice. It could be a little one. What would it be?
You know, listen to your gut, listen to your instinct. If your brain and your body and your mama soul is telling you something's wrong and this is not the right answer that you're looking for, keep going. And it may not be, you know, the next day that you find a solution or the next day, but listen to that voice, because so many parents tell me like they just kept listening to that voice telling them something was wrong and then they found us. So I say, as a mom who's struggling, listen to that voice. Don't push it away. It's telling you something really important.
Yeah, that is so important. That voice is absolutely brilliant and it's almost all knowing if we just allow it to be heard, right?
Absolutely.
I am going to, sometimes I go to the end after that question, but I want to go back to the herbs for a second with you, because you did talk about cannabis, but I want to hear a little bit more about other herbs that have been really beneficial and helpful in your practice or with your own self or family.
Yeah, you know, we'll go back to this gut piece, because I so see so many kids with these just underlying either dysbiotic or, you know, underlying infections, where we're going to look at different herbs that might be really beneficial. So, you know, if you have someone who has an underlying infection, maybe they have a parasite, you might put in some wormwood, some skullcap, things like that to really start to work on that. I love berberine for not just gut health, but helping to balance blood sugar is amazing for that piece.
So when we talk about berberine, how can people find a plant with berberine?
Yeah.
I hear berberine a lot in the world being spoken about now, and everybody's just taking this supplement. And I'm like, but there's these amazing plants that grow in abundance right by me that are loaded with berberine.
Oh, where do you live that you have berberine plants?
I live in Oregon and I have a yard full of Oregon grape.
Well, I love it. Yeah. I mean, you can get, you know, berberine plants so many places. I mean, if you want to plant them in your yard, you can keep them in your yard. They have little berries on them. You can use them that way. So, you know, that's another great way. I live in the middle of a desert. We don't have that readily available. So you're going to get it in a capsule.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. I cut you off in the berberine, but if you want to carry on,
yeah, no.
Any other herbs? All ears.
I know Pau de Arco is great. I mean, just, I've got stuff sitting on my desk right now that, you know, oregano oil and cinnamon bark and things that we can use for like underlying infections that are really bothering people. You know, things like the berberine, the ginger, the cinnamon bark, so great for like candida overgrowth. So when we're doing that natural approach, I think that herbs and nutrients are kind of king and queen. We're going to need those things to get you back in balance. But, you know, there's so many important plants out there that you have been around for zillions of years that you can use for so many important things with kids and adults.
Yeah, it's true. Definitely amazing, the plants that are out there for us. Cool. Thank you so much. Any other last words of wisdom that you would like to share? Because you've shared so much today.
Yeah. You know, I have a book. It's called TikTok. It's Common Misconceptions, Real Conversations, and Natural Approaches to Tick Disorders. You can read it in a weekend. I think it's a great place for parents to start. I wrote it because I wanted people to have a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Because we've all been told, just ignore it. Just ignore your kids' symptoms. And for me, I wanted to say, hey, I've been through this. I've done this. There's a different approach that you can take. And so I wanted something that parents could get through, read, have some good tips. So it's available on Amazon. It's called TikTok. But yeah, great place for parents to start.
Awesome. Yeah. Is it available also on regenerative.health?
It's regenerating.health. It is.
Darn it. I was so close.
We will do a signed copy if you want to grab it off of regenerating.health, or if you want to grab it off of Amazon. That's just another great place. You can get it Kindle or, you know, a hard copy.
Amazing. That's such a fantastic resource. Thank you very much for creating it and helping other people that have been down the road that you have been down. I think that is so incredibly important. When we go through hard times and we get through them, we can teach others how to get through them. So thank you so much. And thank you for your time here. Regenerating.health and then Regenerating Health on Instagram, you say?
Yeah, on Instagram and on Facebook.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Piper, for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Herbalist Path. Being on this journey with you is absolutely incredible. If you dig this episode, please leave me a review on your favorite podcast player and share it with your friends so that together
We can make herbalism, hashtag spread like wildflowers. On another note, I must mention that while I know you're getting some good info here, it's important to remember that this podcast is purely for entertainment and educational purposes and is not intended to be a substitute for medical treatment. While the information in this podcast is absolutely relevant, herbs work differently for each person and each condition. That's why I recommend you work with a qualified practitioner, whether that be another herbalist, a naturopath, or your doctor. So thank you again. I am truly honored that you're tuning into these episodes and on the path with me to make sure that there's an herbalist in every home again. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends so that we can make herbalism. Hashtag spread like wildflowers.
I wanted to take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes.
Medicinal mushrooms are all the rage these days, if you didn't know already. And with great reason, because they are powerful medicine that can improve your health and your life in so many different ways. When they're well made. Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of stuff on the market that isn't going to be so effective. And that's why you need to find a brand that you can actually trust. For me, that brand is Whole Sun Wellness. And this is the creation of a brilliant woman and fellow mama, Jamie Bonfiglio. She's an international mushroom educator that has been working in the medicinal mushroom industry for years. And this is when she saw firsthand how many other companies take shortcuts when it comes to their products. And Jamie wasn't having it. She set out to build her company the right way. Whole Sun Wellness is here to raise the industry standards so those crap mushrooms on the market aren't getting into your body or your family's body. Whole Sun Wellness is the first company to test and report nutritional facts for all of their extracts. They go beyond industry standards every step of the way, from sourcing to extraction and final testing. And as the owners of the largest medicinal mushroom farm in the United States, Whole Sun Wellness is taking control of their supply chain for the highest quality and absolute full transparency. They're even the first company to include pure mycelium extract in every single product. So when you're thinking of getting medicinal mushrooms for you and your family, Whole Sun Wellness is exactly the ones you want. Also, be sure to check out their new Mycolites. These are the world's first dissolvable electrolyte tablets. They're featuring functional mushroom extracts that'll give you more energy, more stamina, and recovery as well. And who couldn't use all of that? The other thing is, they are these adorable little mushroom-shaped tablets, and they come in like a little Altoids box, but way cooler than Altoids, because they're Mycolites. Anyways, head to wholesunwellness.com to grab yourself some Mycolites and all of the other functional medicinal mushrooms that you and your family need. And of course, you can grab that link right here in the show notes now.